Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, yeah, we love it. Matter of fact, my husband and I go every 6 months for checkups. I'm 72 and he's 69, and our blood work's good. And so the doctor asked me in January, what are you doing? Just like the commercial. And I told her Balance of Nature. I was telling her about the price and what it does. So my doctor said she was supposed to start ordering it too. So I just want to say thank you. And we're not liking it. We're loving it.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey, we will not stop until we've figured out all of our gender options. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Isn't clear whether the Huanan market was the source of the virus, though outside experts believe it was a starting point for the outbreak.
Where Chinese officials took samples over a year ago.
And why has the data not been shared?
No, they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue.
I know, you almost can't believe you just heard that, but that's China's top epidemiologist. They went back a year later. And he goes, yeah, they did not isolate the virus. That's the issue. They didn't ever isolate the actual virus. Huh. Gosh, for something so prevalent, so in our lives, so controlling of economy, so dictatorial, so absurd, they can't find it, the virus. I just wanted to say that again. They haven't isolated it yet. Huh. Anyway, welcome to the show. They're just so determined, though, that all of us have it. It's kind of amazing. Welcome, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
And of course, it's Thursday, so we have the great Chris Ann Hall with us. And hi, Chris Ann Hall of the Chris Ann Hall Show and constitutionalist that goes around the country speaking and teaching every single day. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Oh, just that's just still reeling in my mind. The issue is they haven't ever isolated it. The so common plague that we're in, they don't have a sample of it. I just wanted to make sure everybody heard that a year later. So here we are. We have a lot of government going on. We have a lot of government, and I want to take this opportunity to just remind anyone that's just listening to the show that's maybe never listened before. Here you go.
We wish we had enough crayons to explain this, but well, more government does not make you more free.
Yeah. I just...
Go ahead.
Yeah. We just... Yeah. So tell us about said government happening today. There's just so much of it going on. It's kind of hard to romp right through it.
Yeah, no doubt. What... Again, this is like breakneck pace here, Kate.
What are we doing?
I do a show every Monday through Friday, too. And to be honest with you, I'm having a hard time figuring out what to talk about because there's so much going on. The House passed the Equality Act today. Three Republicans joined in with the Democrats, Tom Reed, John Cato, and Brian Fitzpatrick. Reed and Cato are from New York, and Fitzpatrick is from Pennsylvania, so they're the only three that jumped the aisle. And the Equality Act is an amendment to the 1964 Civil Rights Act that will make it unconstitutional? I don't know. Unlawful.
More rights to other groups for sexual preference. All the identifying factors not in the Constitution for a reason. We gutted the Constitution. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just stabbing in the dark. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, what it says is if you discriminate against someone who identifies as LGBTQ plus, mm-hmm. plus, 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 in housing or hiring practices, mm-hmm. You have violated the Civil Rights Act can be punished.
So if you're Black, if you are Native American, or if you are Hispanic and you're also gay and also a trans, you pretty much get any job, any apartment. You just kind of get whatever now, because now certain rights go to certain people for the claiming, really the claiming of something that's theirs, and less rights for those, say, like apartment owners who can't really get a chance to decide who's in the apartment or gets the job because somebody can say, I was discriminated against because they feel sad.
Well, even so, it's not just a matter of getting, it's a matter of keeping, right? You won't be able to evict anybody. Huh. You won't be able to fire anybody. So once you're in through affirmative action, then you never go out. So there's no rights, property ownership rights left for landlords, no property ownership rights for business owners. Because once again, and I know this is difficult for people to understand and hear, the federal government doesn't have an authority to dictate to private businesses who they can hire, who they can fire, who they can serve, who they can't serve. And so in a free market society, discrimination is supposed to be handled by public going in or out or not coming in or out. So it's about free market. It's about the economy controlling bad business practice. Okay. Now, the one thing that the Equality Act will not affect yet is the hiring and firing of people in churches and religious schools and religious institutions and religious clubs.
But I have
because
a feeling they're going to jump on
are
board
exempted.
Anyway. I have a feeling they're going to jump on board anyway to sort of preempt any action against them. Uncle Milty, I don't know why, I just do. I have a feeling.
No, they can't, because right now the Civil Rights Act specifically exempts these organizations from federal control of hiring practices. There's a subsection 2000E of the Civil Rights Act in this particular section. As a matter of fact, the Equality Act comes is inserted in the section right after the exemption for religious organizations, institutions, education, schools, universities, that sort of thing.
Okay.
The danger is not from the Equality Act. The danger actually comes from the court, who are trying to redefine what is religious activity. So if you're a worship leader, are you actually a member of the clergy? And if you're not actually a member of the clergy, then this doesn't apply to you. But that's going to be a long road to hoe, because the Civil Rights Act doesn't actually make that distinction.
Okay.
But our danger is not from the Equality Act within the church. Our danger is from the courts within the church. The Equality Act will affect private business owners.
Oh, my gosh. Uncle Milty.
It sounds like the model of efficiency.
Well, look how long it took me to describe it to you. Seriously, how much confusion can we sow in there?
These little social justice warriors don't realize the damage we're doing. They really don't get it.
What's crazy, Kate, is there's not even a unanimous consent with this thing with the liberals.
Right.
I mean, J.K. Rowling has come up and spoke out against it because it destroys it destroys women's rights.
Right.
It actually does, because now as a woman, if you want to escape men from domestic violence, you go to a woman's domestic violence shelter. Now the women's domestic violence shelter can't prevent men who self-identify as women from spending the night in their domestic violence shelter. And then I got the whole conundrum with men entering women's sports and all this other crazy crap.
I was watching a TV show from about 15 years ago, and it was a court case, and they were discussing this, and they were discussing how the guy just opted to be a girl because he got some benefits from pretending he was a girl, full well knowing that he was pretending he wasn't He wasn't trans. He wasn't anything. He just wanted the benefits. And it just sort of hit home because we're in a weird place right now. They're putting an awful lot of money into LGBTQ for these kids. They say the rate is changing amongst LGBTQ and how the rate is going up, and they're going to put even more money into it. And it's a really sad day to see them prey on the youth like this. I talk about a confused nation that we're going to end up being.
That was the interesting thing that, you know, J.K. Rowling said, and she's now being attacked by the cancel culture. She's actually being contacted by women who went through irreversible gender change surgeries, and just simply, you know, begging for people to really think about what they're condoning and what they're actually now enforcing.
Yeah.
It's through federal government authority.
It's so funny because on the heels of what we're talking about, you know, I just saw a black female student get $1 million in scholarships. She applied, got $1 million in scholarships because there's just so much discrimination. Okay. Yeah. You know, we have come so far, and this is so ridiculous, and it's so unconstitutional, and I have a feeling people are just not going to understand. Because we are so dumbed down, and the Equality Act and all the stuff that's going on right now. You were talking before we came on, I know we only have a couple minutes, but about the disinformation, the committee with the disinformation, right?
Oh, yeah. So the the House Subcommittee Communications and Technology has been holding a meeting. They're calling it
Fanning the Flames.
They're calling it Fanning the Flames, Disinformation and Extremism in Media. And they are taking it upon themselves to define what is a lie and determine what they're supposed to be doing to stop media outlets from lying and journalists from lying.
Oh, my gosh. And the witnesses are Soledad O'Brien.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to be covering this on my show because I have some audio clips from this. But the Democrats actually wrote a letter to AT&T asking AT&T if they plan to continue to carry Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN on UVerse, DirecTV, and AT&T TV.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is not going to end well.
Yep.
This is not going to end well.
Nope,
and radio, I swear radio will be on the chopping block. I just know it. I can feel it. And so I hope that other media outlets go private. I hope that I hope we don't cave completely. I really don't. But I don't know. It's scary. This is getting scary. They get to decide. This is the book burning. This is it. Right?
Yep. This is it. Well, I just do want to make a little plug. Everybody should look at Isagoria Media.
Mm-hmm.
And go to a website, ise.com, I think I might have told you.
ISE? Isagoria?
Oh.
That's what you said?
Yeah, it's Isagoria, Isagoria, ISEGORIA.com.
Okay.
And ise.media. Those are the two websites.
Okay.
And they are being produced by our friend Ben Swan as a safe place to carry media. It's going to be secured servers through the blockchain format, so they won't be able to be taken down.
Excellent. ISC.media. Thank you, Chris Ann Hall. You're fantastic.
God bless you guys.
Chris Ann Hall
Thank
Show. Go to chrisannhall.com for more on that. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah.
I love that song.
Zippity-yay.
I must be a racist. That's what we're told anyway. Song of the South. They're trying to erase that. Good old Disney. Remember back when this wasn't offensive to anybody? I know. It was back before victimhood. It was a long time ago.
Was it before Mr. Potato Head?
Because
he's in trouble.
They're all in trouble. Even the white polar bear for Coke. too white. It's too white.
Are there black polar bears?
None that they wanted. They only wanted the white ones, but they're too white. I have a problem. Oh, what are we going to do? Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you. I've got Uncle Milty with me.
Part way.
Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall. Go to the Chris Ann Hall Show. She's fantastic. She was just talking about the bills, you know, and what's under the hood. It's like we got sold this clunker, and now we get to see what they're all about. Everything is a social justice warrior, victimhood, racist, transgender moment in America. Welcome. And I made a bet in a previous hour on the radio that within 10 years, we would be kicking the southern border to the curb and the northern border, and we would become the North American Union. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but bills are going through in the states, multiple states, for kicking English to the curb. You don't have to have it all written in English for states. I don't know if everyone by now should notice that I don't care if you're in Illinois or Alabama or Oregon listening to this show, or Utah, or all the places we're at, Missouri. I don't care, no matter what your state looks like right now, they will follow suit. And usually you have a big slurry of bills that looks like identical. It was almost like they were all channeling each other to write the same exact bill. It's like a Christmas miracle, right? So you'll have like 20 states at the exact same time pushing the exact same language of the exact same bill down to the letter. It's almost eerie how it happens. It's almost like some group wrote it. And then the legislator puts their name to it. I wonder if that's what happens. I'm going to go with yes. Alex. Yes. Okay. So let me tell you what's in that COVID bill. Brad Palumbo did a great job on this. $1.9 trillion. President Biden proposed the $1.9 trillion in the additional COVID-19 spending. Okay. And another round of checks. And, you know, because that whopping $600 will do a lot of good. And then, of course, $15 minimum wage and much more. Let me talk about the much more for a second. $1 billion for racial justice for farmers. I know. You're like, wait a minute, farming and what? Racial justice?
How does that go together?
I know. It's hard to explain. They can't even explain it. But it's including an equity commission, agricultural training, and other assistance to advance racial justice in farming. I guess you can have racial justice over potatoes and tomatoes. I'm not quite sure.
Yes, something doesn't ring true there.
It's $1 billion towards socially disadvantaged farmers. Socially disadvantaged. Not just farmers that are struggling. Socially struggling.
I'm sorry. I don't know what have a pretty large vocabulary, and I don't know what farmer is.
No, no. Do you remember when they gave out grants for lesbians to farm?
Yes.
We talked about it on the air.
Yes.
It's like that. It's like if I'm a lesbian, I look good in combat boots, I have a butch haircut, and I want to farm. I suddenly have this need to be in the soil.
You get to do it.
I get to do it.
Taxpayer expense.
I get to do it, and I get to decide which vegetables suit the transgender community, I guess. I want to be racially justifiable in my farming. And I want to be trans, whatever, transgenderish in my selection of things that I will farm.
I want to be a slave on a cotton plantation with seven kids getting $3,500 each in an income tax return.
That's not all. You get the Ginsu knives, but you get $4,500. I know you only asked for $3,500. No. Mike Lee and Rubio, our own constitution, they wanted $4,500.
Per kid.
You know why? Because when you're taking money from the public, what better opportunity than to give them more money back, right? Isn't that the justifiable terminology? I guess.
Very rarely works mathematically.
Nope. I think I'd rather hang on to my money, but you know, for the world. We love to pay stuff out. And so here's another one, $50 million for environmental justice grants. These grants are decried as the thinly veiled kickback because much of the money will end up going to left-wing political groups. I know. You're like, how can that be with all three arms of government going leftist progressive, but the money lands in leftist progressive groups?
Well, that kind of guarantees that if the money starts out with the leftists, it'll end up with the righties.
Well, I know. It's, I mean, when I think of environmental, I always think of the justice. Because even though I don't have anything to do with this, and they're out of control, there's got to be justice. Oh, it's their version of justice.
See, and when I think of environmental, I'm looking to see if I should take an umbrella today.
Why don't you ask the farmer that's socially disadvantaged? They might have an answer for you. So Feinstein's husband gets another $112 million because the last project failed. Oh, I don't know if everyone realized that.
Yeah,
Dianne Feinstein's husband.
Failed.
I know the train. It failed. Nobody ever said, can we have the money back? They got to keep it. Maybe they gave it to their Chinese spy.
Yeah.
Their chauffeur.
And then they said,
they get another $112 million.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Here's some more millions. 112 to be exact. They got $100 million they got more than that the last time. Okay, so there's that. And then there's $10 million for Native American language preservation. I don't know about you, but preserving Native American language is high on the list when the house is burning. You want to make sure that we're preserving everything. I thought that they were preserving it. Oh, yeah, they were. Except that now it's going to be $10 million to do what they were already doing.
Isn't it considered preservation when they talk to each other in their native language?
I don't know. You know, it costs a lot for a library. Okay. They already had the library. Oh, that's right. Anyway, Okay. $200 million. for the museum, library. Did you know that was a thing? No. Okay. $750 million for global health because we're not giving enough globally. Even though the whole world is dependent on our tax dollars, we have to give more. And $750 million more for Native American housing. If you don't like this, you're a puppy kicker who's a racist. So $750 million on top of the existing and prior funding for housing assistance and supportive services programs for Native Americans. What in the world is the obsession with Native Americans and Democrats? I would love to know this since we only have 2.8 million Native Americans, fully Native American in America. What is the obsession?
I'm not sure what the obsession is, but I want to know why they aren't paying reparations for what they did to Custer. Shouldn't they be paying reparations for what they did to
And
General
we give you
Custer?
The politically incorrect radio show called The Kate Daly Show. There's that. So
the American Indian is a sovereign people. They are not United States citizens.
What's the obsession though? Hunter Biden's obsessed. Everybody's obsessed with their leftist progressive.
Because
I don't understand.
They don't come under the laws of the United States. So when Hunter Biden, with his briefcase with 10 million illegally gained dollars in it, walks onto an Indian reservation, he's no longer in the United States, and he can do things with that 10 million illegally gained money that he couldn't do while he was in the United States.
Okay.
It's a money laundering scheme.
Okay. I'm just curious. Okay. Remember all those other countries that took over other countries? Anyway, I think we've done that show. I don't know that they even did what we're doing, but I guess we have to do more of it. Billions for public schools, whether they reopen or not. Where's the money going?
I think the union might be getting a little piece of it.
Well, from 2022 all the way to 2028, under the guise of COVID, I guess we get COVID till 2028, billions upon billions, $129 billion for K-12 schools. Earmarked to help them reopen for the next over a decade. I just wanted to let you digest that for a moment. Okay. So to help them reopen for a decade, we're going to be giving the schools $129, not million, billion dollars. Okay. Lots of pet projects, $1.5 million for the Seaway International Bridge. I guess COVID descended upon the Seaway International Bridge, wreaked havoc. Did you know a virus could wreak havoc on the Seaway International Bridge? Well, it did. Don't even ask. And this is the corruption and cronyism we're talking about.
Is that the bridge to Canada?
Yeah, COVID hit it hard. It was like a virus in the air, the one that's not airborne. And it's it got all up in the Seaway International Bridge, fully tore it apart. That's some virus.
It is.
It knows when to attack, who to attack. It attacks bridges.
I saw one flying out of my Walmart the other day carrying a baby.
Really?
Yeah. Biggest COVID I've seen yet.
You know, I mean, my gosh, if you're going to hand money out, why don't we just give another 30 mil to the Kennedy Center to keep it clean? That's a sickening place. I mean, it's full of disease. It's rampant. I think we need another 30 million to clean it. We just cleaned it with 30 million last April, but I think we need 30 million more. Yep. Our tax dollars.
There's nothing worse than a dirty Kennedy Center. I can't live with that.
These are just the highlights. These are the highlights of the 1.5 trillion. Yeah. And you went another trillion? I know.
This is called the COVID bill, right?
Yeah, it's still the COVID
relief bill.
Yes, it's still the COVID relief bill.
Okay, just wanted to make sure because it sounds a little different.
Well, then you think, well, how are we going to pay for it? Oh, that's right. The Ways and Means Committee meets and then they up taxes and they up gasoline 30% and they are on their big tax hike. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be paying for all this. Seaway Bridge and all. You're going to be paying for Native American housing, the additional Native American housing on top of what we were already paying. And
I distinctly remember saying that when gas prices were low, it would be a good time to raise taxes.
I know, right? I mean, we get itchy. It's like, oh, they're just sitting there low and everything. We've got to be able to control that. Yeah. We got to bring that puppy up. We got to gouge the people.
That's right. Otherwise, we're going to lose Mr. Potato Head.
How you loving your peace? Didn't they say they were bringing peace and transparency and love back to America? Okay. I just thought I heard that so much crammed down our throats by force, compelling us to believe it. Just wondered. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hypocrisy. And me and my crew are going to bust a song for you.
That's right, yeah.
Hip, 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 hypocrisy. You're not being straight with me. You're thinking one thing, brother, but you're saying the other. Hip, 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 hypocrisy.
No!
Wow. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy you are. I was going to say the phone lines are open. It came out weird. 888-673-1450. Make sure you get to I can't talk today. Make sure you get to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature, an amazing supplement, and you need it. Trust me on this one. The more shows we do on the food supply, I'm completely abhorred. And I do feel like they've got some things coming our way that we're not going to love. And if I were you, I'd make sure you had all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients at your disposal that you could have from wonderful fruits and vegetables that have not been touched by chemicals. Make sure that you get Balance of Nature. And I would order extra. I'd have more in your pantry. Make sure you go to balanceofnature.com and put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, my first name. And when you do that, you'll get 35% off and free shipping. You'll love it. It's amazing. You'll thank me for this one.
You know, I was sick for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was sick for a couple of days, I missed taking my Balance of Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yep.
So this morning I took it again for the first time in 3 days. And I felt it.
See, that's so awesome. And you can double up on it, too.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like your body's fighting something, because, of course, your body will continue to fight stuff. But I love that. Thank you for that. Go to balanceofnature.com. Order up. So bobblehead Biden, I just call him bobblehead.
Yeah.
He decided that he would basically make our lives miserable so we can pay for all of their plans to get money to the leftist organizations and to basically shore up all the nonsense that they're trying to pull. The president wants to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%. Overall, people will be paying 32% in corporations, the state.
See, what annoys me...
It's sick.
It just doesn't seem right.
I know.
That a total moron can lend credibility to this crap.
You know what, though? Remember when Obama said that all he needed was a third term and he could put something in somebody's ear and run the country?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find kind of amazing? That part of the spending bill for COVID, the now again additional COVID trillions, part of that money is expansion of Obamacare subsidies. It just seems like he's still president, does it not?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, if you'll notice, there's a lot of propaganda pieces coming out that are still talking about how amazing Obama is and the push about what Obama wanted and desired and how Biden is carrying those wishes out. It is a kind of interesting to watch.
Well, maybe if we were loud enough about how great Obama is at controlling Biden, Biden might grow some and start doing something different.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but just for your enjoyment, can I just play this little clip? Just so you guys believe me, because he's the one that said it. Here you go.
Now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what? If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony.
Wow, he certainly had it all planned out down to the details. It's a little scary, isn't it? It's a little scary. He sure had that planned out. He sure had thought about that a lot.
I had a plan like that once for robbing a bank.
Was it that detailed? Like even what you were going to be wearing and in the basement?
It was.
Huh, interesting.
We never did it, I'll say that.
But
it was one heck of a plan.
You know what? I mean, bobblehead wouldn't care. He doesn't even know where he is. I mean, think about it. He doesn't know where he is. Didn't he say he wakes up every morning, doesn't even know where he is? He looks at Jill and goes, where the hell are we? He just said that in his town hall. I mean, come on, people.
Have you seen the clip that's out, the video clip?
Which one?
And it's like
there's so many.
30 seconds long.
Uh-huh.
And it's just Biden and Jill sitting next to each other, not saying a word. You can hear sounds. You can hear Biden like burp.
Right.
But they sit there for 30 seconds and don't say a word.
And the best part, he won't even remember it. I'm serious. He's got dementia. I don't know if people realize. I mean, he does. And I know this audience does.
But the first thought that came to me was somebody videotaped them being quiet. And now they're going to dub in the voice.
Oh, my gosh.
And
who knows? They've dubbed in Biden. Let's be real. They've dubbed in Biden. Bobblehead. All right. We'll take your calls. But Trump is speaking at CPAC.
Sunday.
That's interesting. And Pence refused.
He refused to go.
Pence? Huh? You know who they really ought to throw some slings and arrows at as far as thought-wise is Mitch McConnell. I think he was behind so much of what just happened at the Capitol and the demonization afterwards. Absolutely. I see the statements coming out, you know, afterwards. I saw the statements, I should say, coming out, and it was pretty clear who was really loving that the most, Mitch McConnell. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell was in seventh heaven.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Well, I find it interesting, Kate, that 9% of this $1.2 trillion actually goes to COVID. I think they're being really generous with us.
Well, you know what it's reminiscent of? It's reminiscent of the CDC saying only 6% of all the COVID cases were actually COVID.
Yeah. Well, I also heard some really good news this weekend.
What's up?
That is that that even though 500,000 people have died of COVID, we've seen an extreme reduction in lower respiratory diseases, viral pneumonias, strokes, and heart disease.
Wow. Everything's
down. Isn't that remarkable?
It really is. And then the flu is non-existent. It's
flu. I forgot. They did say flu.
Yeah, it's a Christmas miracle.
You know, I've forgotten flu completely. What is flu?
I don't even know anymore. I mean, if you have
they
it,
don't either.
No one cares. Nobody gives a rat's behind. Thanks for the call. Nobody cares. I mean, it's flu. You don't have flu because flu doesn't exist.
No, I mean, there's various different types of flu. There's like flu the coop.
Flew out the window.
Yeah.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
There you go.
Flu. It's so 2019. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Flashback, if we're going back to 2019, do you guys remember in the 80s when we had Milli Vanilli?
Yes, I remember Milli Vanilli. We had an immune system and we had the flu. Yes, I remember Milli Vanilli. Totally.
So Obama must have taken the cue from Milli Vanilli, so that's how he's operating Biden.
Lip sync.
Yeah.
Lip sync, right? He's in the back and he's got the earpiece up front.
And the dreads.
He's got, you know, all of these sound bites that just keep being so reminiscent of days gone by.
It is so true.
The crazy part is that Australia's media has tried to call out how bad Biden's dementia is, and they have been censored. Totally censored.
You know, that just makes total sense, because when you look at our media, they never mention a clip, they don't mention a moment, and they tell you everything's great, although we still don't have a State of the Union plan, which is kind of interesting. Now, to be fair, Trump's first one was February the 28th, but we still don't have one, and it's just kind of amazing that there's not a whole lot of real public appearances, right?
Well, you know that if he has to stay up for State of the Union, I don't know how they're going to do it because he's asleep by 7 next to that fireplace. But the crazy part is that, you know, a lot of people, and here's my I guess I'd be the tip for the day, right, for the year.
Okay.
So go back in your genealogy. See where your ancestors came from, because they're going to pass through those reparations probably, right?
Right.
So if you can find Native American, you know, back there, or Hispanic or Black, go ahead and start listing yourself as Black, Native American, and Hispanic. You are identifying with your roots, and that way you can get reparations too.
And now, you know, just on the tail of that, because I love that, if you think it and believe it, you are. So if I think and believe I'm Native American, I am. So I'm going to just start believing.
We could be a nation of Elizabeth.
We totally could. Thank you. I love this idea. Thanks so much. That's awesome. You know what? Not a bad idea, actually. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Let's hurry and milk the cow one more time before it dies.
I have to laugh because I'm going to cry because all the money they're hijacking in made-up dollars from the Federal Reserve. It's kind of amazing what they're doing. But they're charging us for it. That's not made up.
$15 an hour?
Yeah.
It's hard to get your foot in the door when there's no door.
Yep. Thank you. Really, yeah. Yeah.
I ordered some food through a drive-up yesterday.
Did you? Uh-huh.
And when I got done, I pulled over, I opened my meal, and the first thing I said to myself was, if they gave this kid $15 an hour, this order would have been right.
It's hard to believe that they think that that's the answer, isn't it? Isn't it hard to believe?
It is.
I mean, I feel bad. We really need kind of a public funeral for all of those making $15 an hour because, sorry, you're about to be, you know, overcome by the stooge next to you that just started, right? You just spent a couple of years getting to 15 bucks an hour. Well, you know, no skill set next door is going to have the same pay as you. You know, nothing screams, why don't I just sit on my ass like the $15 minimum wage? Amen. Because you know what? You can make more money. You really can. Look at how many people are still getting paid through COVID dollars for not showing up. A lot of industries still haven't come back.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have the expenses of actually going back and forth to work.
It's the pajamas. It's the pajama thing. You know what I mean? You can sit in the pajamas and you can just kind of do nothing. So I like that. All right. 888-673-1450. All right. I have time for one more. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Zippity-doo-dah. Now, I was wondering, what happened to the old days of when if you wanted to start a business or something, you go out, you work, you save up the money, then you invest in your business, and you work like heck trying to not lose your money instead of just expecting the government to fight firm, and then if it doesn't work, well, you can lay back and just not pay back the government.
Well, yeah, there's that. You know what? This is the new America. We're AmeriChina right now, and everything's cool. You just sit back. Right now, we're just going to kick back and let the leftist progressive agenda have its day, I guess. And we're going to give some rights to others and more rights to the others. And we are just going to have a zippity-doo-dah day.
And
aren't
a cough drop.
I know, and a cough drop that Uncle Milty's chomping on the air.
I forgot there's a microphone in front of me.
Like, what is that chewing sound in my ear? Uncle Milty on a cough drop. Anyway, you know what? I don't know what to say other than if I don't keep laughing at what they're doing, I'm going to cry because they are destroying this country. And what they're doing will bite them too. They just haven't realized it yet. And that's what's so scary. These people who are one French fry short of a Happy Meal are ruining our country. And we're going to have to get a little bolder and a little louder. And we're going to have to educate all of these people that aren't being educated. The social justice warrior that thinks that every gay person in America gets the job they want and gets the apartment they want while everybody else doesn't. And the one that's out there with the picket sign for 15 bucks an hour. And those that are hell-bent on taking away every single name because they're so offended. These are the people running our country right now. So we're just going to have to get better at what we do. That's all there is to it. It's the only answer. There is no other answer. We're going to have to get brave. We're going to have to show some courage because I know you all know what the right thing to do is as far as teaching and helping and getting out there and becoming a bigger voice. We are the majority, and we can't let these people take away this great country of ours. We'll be right back. We have a guest who lived in China, wants to tell her story. We'll be right back. Scary, very scary. We'll be right back with Lily when we come back. 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.